Okay, today is daf Yud Gimel. We're actually on Yud Gimel. We're on the second wide line by the two dots. Yosef Zocha. So the Mishnah says that Yosef was Zocha. Gesundheit. Yosef was Zocha that he was very concerned to bury his father. And his reward was that the greatest Jew, Moshe, was concerned with him. So, Mishnah Me'ikara, how come originally, it says, Vayal Yosef Likbar Zaviv, Yosef went to bury his father, Vayalu Oso Kol Avde Paro, and who went with him? All the Avde Paro, Vahadar, and then it says, Vachol Beis Yosef, who's mentioned first? The Avadim. Then Vachol Beis Yosef, Vachiv Beis Aviv, and Maisha Lebasov, and how come at the end of the story, Dichsiv it says, Vayoshev Yosef Mitzrayim, Hu Vachiv, Vahadar Vachol Ola Masul Likbar Zaviv. Going there, the Avadim are first, followed by the family. Coming home, the family is first, followed by the Avadim. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, B'tchila, in the beginning, Ad Shalo Ra'u Kvodan Shal Yisrael, Lo Nogu Behen Kavod. In the beginning, they didn't realize the greatness of Avram Avinu, didn't really afford him Kavod. Ulubasov, I think it means the Avadim. Ulubasov, Shiro Kvodan, Nogu Behen Kavod. Yeah. What? No, it means Yosef's brothers. Till as long as the brothers, therefore they're second. But coming home, they realize now they're first. What does that mean? The Chsivit says, Vayavo ad Gorin ha Atod. They came to the silo, Gorin of Atod means thorns. Vechi Gorin yeshla Atod. What does that mean? There are thorns. What does that mean? They surrounded the coffin of Yaakov with crowns. Like a silo which is surrounded by thorns. Sherbo, who came? B'nei Esav, B'nei Yishmael, U'B'nei Keturah. They all came. Tana, Kulam L'malchama Bo. They all came to fight. Kivin Shero, Kisrono Shal Yosef, Tolu Ba'arono Shal Yaakov. They saw the crown of Yosef hanging on the coffin of Yaakov. Natlu kulan kisrehen. They all took their crowns. V'taluan ba'arono shel Yaakov, and they hung it on the throne of Yaakov. Tana shloshim v'shisha kisarim nislu ba'arono shel Yaakov. How many crowns were there? 36. Where's 36 come from? Says Rashi in the last wide line up on top. Yud beis nesiim the Ishmael. Ishmael's 12 nesiim. V'chaf gimel alufim nimnu be'esav. 23 alufim of Esav, the im tomar chaf heihein, and you want to tell me really there are 25? Well, Teman and Kenaz nimnu beis pamayim. Teman and Kenaz are repeated twice, so it's really 23. Vim tomar Korach nimnu beis pamayim. Korach's also mentioned twice. Shnei karechin, there were two people named Korach. Echad mibnei Elifaz, v'echad mibnei Aholivama. When we call makom lamed heihein, it's 35. The kisro shal Yosef are lamed vav. No, of course not. That was a Jew. This is a guy. Vayispidu. I heard once a vart that they named him after, but that's why he turned bad because he had a bad name. Vayispidu shame sham misbar gadol v'kaved ma'od. They gave him a big hespid. Tana afilu susim afilu chamorim. Even the horses and even the donkeys acted in avelus. Whatever that means.
They were brain.
Once they came to Ma'arsa Machpelah, Asa Esav Kama Akev. Esav shows up, and he is Ma'akev. Everyone knows the story. Amalehen, he says, one second. Mimamre Kiryas Arba Hi Chevron. Right? Avram bought Ma'arsa Machpelah from Mamre and Kiryas Hi Chevron. Vamrav Yitzchak Kiryas Arba, Arba Zugos Hayu. There were four pairs buried there. Adam Chava, Avram Savisara, Yitzchak Verivka, Yaakov Valeya. Now, Ihu Kavra Lalea, Bididei. He buried Leah instead of burying himself there. He chose Leah. Vahai Depish Didihu. The other space now is mine, says Esav. We have two spots, one for me, one for him. He decided to put Leah there. That's his choice. He doesn't go there also. It's my spot. Amrulo Zivinte, but you sold it to him, the brother said. Amalahu, Nahid is Avini Hirta. You're right. I sold the double portion. But Pishitusa Mizavin, I didn't sell the my own portion. I sold the Pishnayim. That I sold. This is not a Pishnayim issue. There's a we're both brothers of Yitzchak and Rivka. We arshined it. One for him, one for me. He chose to put his wife there. That's his choice. The other one's mine. You tell me I sold. I didn't sell my choice, my share. I sold the Pishnayim, the Bechor. That I did sell. Amalei'in. No, you did sell everything. The Chzivit says, Bekivri Asher Karisi Li. Right? That's a pasuk in Parashas Vayechi. From Rabbi Yochanan, Bisham Hashem Ben Yehud Tzadok, Ein Kira El Lashon Mechira. A Kira is Mechira. Shekein Bekar Ki Hayam Karin La Mechira Kira. They call it that. Amalehu Havili Agirta. So Esav says, so bring me the document that says that I sold the taka. Amrulei Agirta Ba'ar De Mitzrayim. Well, we left that back in Mitzrayim. They'll bring that here. Uman Nazel, who's going to go get it? Nazel Naftali, let Naftali go get it, because the Khalil, he's fast-footed, ki alita, like a deer. The Tziv, Naftali Ayala Shalucha, Hanosin Imre Shafer. Amr Be'avo, I'll take Imre Shafer, Ela Imre Sefer. Fine. Chushim, Bere Dun, Bere Dun Taman, Chushim, the son of Dun, was there, Have Vikrin Le Udne, and he had a hearing problem. He was hard of hearing. Amr lehu, what's going on here? This is all tumult. Like, what's going on here? So Amr lehi, they told him, "Kama akev hi ad asi Naftali ma'ar de Mitzrayim." Well, there's a delay until Naftali comes back from Mitzrayim with the document, so we can show Esav that he signed that he really sold his portion. Amr lehu, the ad asi Naftali ma'ar de Mitzrayim, the abba mutal bebizayon. And until Naftali comes back, my grandfather over here, Yaakov, it's sitting as Bezayin, dead Bezayin over here, waiting for the document that we can resolve this dispute. Shakal Kulfa, he took a stick, Mache Areshe, and he hit him on the head. What? Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. So the famous Vart, it's said over here by the Eina Yitzchak. I know that I think the Stipler says the same thing. Why of all people is Hushim the only one to realize what's going on here? What's going on here? Right? You heard this part?
Sounds very familiar.
Of all people, Chushim is the one who said, what's going on over here?
He didn't hear the whole argument.
So therefore?
He was a little distant from it.
Exactly. Chushim couldn't hear what was going on.
Right.
See, he wasn't, the Eid Yitzchak says a little different. He wasn't ensnared by Esau's double talk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did a double talk. What's going on here? Double talking us? He's able to be outside the conversation. When you're stuck in something,
it's a twilight zone.
It sounds so normal. It sounds so, yeah, he's complaining. He's the double portion, not the single portion. We have to show him. And Chushim's like, what's going on here? He's not involved in that discussion because he can't hear it. I'm the outside looking in. This is madness. He picks up a stick and he kills Esau.
Good for him.
Right. Good for him. It's an unbelievable vart in life.
He could be there.
Right? It's an unbelievable vart in life. When you're asuk in a something, you don't see clearly anymore. You lose a perspective. What? Yeah. Right. The problem is you're stuck in the Indian.
Now you're fighting with them.
Yeah, you're fighting with them about take a step back. Like, what? So he was able to take a step back because he didn't hear the conversation anyway. Okay. Anyway, Nisran Ene, the eyes of Esav fell out. V'naflu akare di Yaakov, and they came to the feet of Yaakov. Pischinu Yaakov le'enei. Yaakov opened up his eyes. V'achich, and he smiled.
He wasn't really dead.
I don't know what that means. V'haino d'chsev, and that's what it means. Yitzmach tzarek ki chaza nakam pa'amav yirchatz bedam harshea. Ba'os hashoah, at that time, niskayma nivuasa shal Rivka. The Nevu of Rivka was Mekuyim. The Chsiv, like it says, Lama Eshkal Gam Shnechem Yom Echad. Why should I lose both my sons in one day? The truth is, that whole statement doesn't make any sense. Because, that statement, why should I lose my two sons in the same day? That statement was said, when was that statement said? Yeah, what happened? Right. So how is she going to lose both in one day?
They'll start to fight.
They're going to kill each other? No. It's not what she was afraid of. She was afraid that Esav's going to kill Yaakov.
Right.
So now she was losing both of them in the same day.
Yaakov will kill him in self-defense.
Then Esav will be dead. Only one of them is going to die, not both of them. It's very unusual that there's a fight and they both die. It's very unusual. So what does it even mean? It doesn't even make any sense. Even Pshat doesn't make any sense. So therefore, the Gemara learns it as a Nevuah. Now, there are, how many female Nevuahs, Nevi'im were there?
Seven.
Rivka's not on the list. Rivka's not one of the seven. Either, you have to say, there's two Pshatim here about that.
It's a lower form of Nevuah.
What?
It's a lower form of Nevuah.
Right, she didn't even know what she was saying. Wasn't a Nevuah where she knew what she was saying. She made a statement, oh, I'm going to lose my kids in the same day. She was misnabe. She doesn't even know she was misnabe. That's one pshat. That's a marsha says that. The Eitz Yosef says there's another medrash in Bereishis Rabbah that all the imahos were nevios and argues on that Gemara in Megillah. It says there were only seven, right? And in that seven, only Sarah is one of the imahos. The other six are not imahos. Okay. Afagav de misasan lo biyom echad, even though they really didn't die on the same day. But however, because Yaakov was already dead, now within the open disguise, have kfurasim biyom echad havi. Well, they're both buried in the same day, so that's pretty close. Very good. End of the discussion. Now, v'i lo asak be Yosef achiv lo havi misaskibay. What? And if Yosef wouldn't have done it, the brothers wouldn't have done it. Makes it sound like only Yosef was the only one who thought to bury his father, or they wouldn't have done it. It says Vayitzu also banav arta Canaan. All the brothers cared to carry the coffin to Canaan. They wouldn't have done it. Amar Amru hinichol lo kavod malachim yosef mibe yodos. It's true. Of course they would have done it, but it's much greater when a king is busy with you than when the yodos are busy with you. And Yosef was like a king. Then we said mi lanu gadol mi Yosef. Who is greater than Yosef? So Torah Tanarbanan baru'u, come and see kama chavivos mitzvos al Moshe Rabbeinu. How much mitzvos was loved by Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Shekal Yisrael kula nitzaskim b'biza. Everybody was busy with bizas mitzrayim. For who nitzasek b'mitzvos? And he's busy with mitzvos. It's an unbelievable word over here from the Ben Yoyada. He says, what does it mean, bo ru'u? Come and see. Whenever the Gemara says bo ru'u, you really can't appreciate the godless until you were in that shoes. When you're in the shoes of, you're in the street, and there's an announcement, go into any house you want, and take whatever you want. Whatever you want, you can take. And by the way, there's one mitzvah to do. Someone's got to find Atzmos Yosef. Who's going to be busy with that? Who's going to be busy with that? When you're in those shoes, then you realize what Moshe was doing. Because Moshe was the only one doing that. Everybody else was going into the rich houses. Right? And who was busy with mitzvah? Only Moshe Rabbeinu. The baru means you can't judge them. You can't appreciate it until you're in those, until that massive is in front of you. Which, maybe that would happen one day, but I don't know. So now, like it says, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvot. A smart person, Chaps Mitzvot. Menayin Hadi Yodea Moshe Rabbeinu Hechen Yosef Kover. How did he know where Yosef was buried? Amru, Serach Bas Asher, Nishtaiber Me'osar Hadar. Serach, the daughter of Asher, who is still alive from that generation. Halach, Moshe Etzla. Moshe went to her. Asks Tosfos. There were other people that were still alive from that generation. Why are you going to Sarah? Who's alive? Says Tosfos, Tema, V'halo Machir, V'yair, Ben Menashe, Shenoldu B'mei Yaakov, V'hayu Miboy Ha'aretz. They actually were, they're in the Torah, they're in Parshas Vayechi, and they went into Mitzrayim. So, V'halo,
how about his mother?
What?
How about his mother?
Whose mother?
Moshe's.
Right, it's a good question. No, there's a reason why these people are better. Because they're from Shevi Yosef. They're the grandchildren of Yosef. So Mestama, why would they know better than Terach Bas Asher? That's Tosa's question. Not why are you going to her over them. They're better. They're from the family. Right? Lama lo sha'alam Moshe. Vehem hayu mibnei bonav shal Yosef. They're mamash the grandchildren of Yosef. So why don't you ask them? Right? V'yesh lomar shesod ha-ge'ula, the secret of the ge'ula, Nimzar L'Serach was given over to Sarah. Why? Because she was the one that let Yaakov know that Yosef was still alive. Kida Amina Bepirkei de Rabbi Elazar, Kivan Sheba Moshe Holchu Zikne Yisrael Etzla. They went to her. Why? So Moshe wasn't alone because the Canaan went along with him.
She's still alive.
Lefi Shekvar Nichshelu Al Yedei Bnei Ephraim. There was already a mishap when some Bnei Ephraim Yatsu Shloshim Shana Lefnei Hakeitz. They left 30 years early. 30 years early, they for some reason they picked up and they said, you know what? We know that the Gul hit. That's it. We're done. We're leaving. And they all died. The Shiatim, right? The Nimlechu Ata Ba. Now Moshe shows up. And how do they know he's authentic? We already had 30 years ago there was a disaster. People thought that the time had come. How do you know who made Moshe authentic? The Amar Lahem, Ma Lashon Amar Lahem, HaMoshiach Hazeh. What Lashon does this guy say? Amru La Pakod Pakadati. He says the Lashon Pakod Pakadati. Amru Lahem, Imkin Hu. He's authentic. He's authentic. Lakach Halachka Moshe. So Moshe now again goes to her. Because you ready?
She was quite old.
Yeah,
400 years old.
Why 400 years old? They came. One second. It's only 210 years.
Right.
When Yaakov came down.
Right. Okay.
So the maximum she could be is 211.
Okay.
That's the maximum she could be. Right. And that's the youngest she could be. The youngest she could be is 211. The oldest she could be is however old she was when they came down. I don't know the answer to that. It's not so old. Let's say she's 250 years old. If people live longer than that. Right? If you want to, like, so what's this story with Pakod Pakadati?
So wait a minute, if it wasn't that long,
yeah,
then why didn't people remember, then why didn't a lot of people remember where he was buried? Why did you have to go to
how many people were still alive?
Well, you tell me that 210 isn't that long.
No, it's 210 when Yaakov came down. He's there for 17 years.
Right.
Then he died. How many more years later did Yosef die after that, after Yaakov?
You can back it up.
So another number of it, it's at least 150 years. 100 years for sure that Yosef's been dead.
Yeah.
We know where he was. Now, what's Pakod Pakadati? It's a whole discussion. What is that? It's some magic? Whoever's going to say Pakod Pakadati, I've been chosen, is the one, so why can anyone say that? What kind of sin is that?
That's the idea behind the
board. But anyone can say that.
You could, but you don't.
Right. So it's a good point. Much a good point. It's a good question. It's an interesting Tosfos.
That brings you to the godless of Nevuah, is that anybody can do it and you can't do it.
Right. That's a good word. Yeah. Amar la, klum at yadat heichen Yosef kavur. Does anybody know Yosef is married? Amar la, aron shal mataches asulo mitzrayim. They made it out of metal. The kavu benilos nahar. They put it into the Nile. Kadesh yisbaruch umeimav. So the river should be blessed. But Yosef was a big tzaddik. He was a miracle worker, right? So they wanted, how are you getting that out of there? How are you getting that metal coffin out of the Nile? So halach Moshe, easier way. If you Moshe Rabbeinu, you can do it easier. Halach Moshe, omar al svat hanilos, omar lo Yosef, higi ha'eis, shenishba kodesh baruch hu, sheni gol eschem, the time's come. V'higi ha'shvua, shehishbata es Yisrael. The time for the shvua has arrived. If you come up good, if not, we're free from the shvuah. Miyad tzaf aron osho Yosef, it floated up. The altis ma eich barzel tzaf. Don't be so surprised that barzel could float. Don't be so surprised. Sharei k'sivit says v'yachri ma'pil hakora v'sa barzel nafa el hamayim. Aha, Adoni, Vahu, Shaul, Vyomer Ishol, Akim, Ana Nafal, Vayura, Zamakam, Vayetzav, Eish, Vishlach, Shama, Vayetzav, Barzel. Happened again. Where'd that happen? By Elisha. The Lodron Kavachomer. Ma Elisha, Talmud Shal Eliyahu, Velio, Talmud Shal Moshe. Doesn't mean a direct Talmud, it means a Talmud in Jewish history. He's a Talmud. Tzof Barzel Mipanov, and it floated. So then Moshe, Rabbeinu, Alachas Kam Vakama. So for Moshe Yerushalayim, that's such a miracle. Reb Nosson Amar, bekavernit shel malachim hayakover. It was in the I don't know, catacombs of the kings of Egypt, right? Halach Moshe v'omar akanverit. How do they translate kanverit?
Catacombs.
Good. Shel malachim Amar Yosef, higia ha'eis, shenish ba'kodesh baruch hu, shenigol etzchem. The time's come. V'higia shvua sheshbiyat Yisrael. The time has come. Same story. Im ata ma'arat v'chalmut. If you appear, good. V'im lavin. If not, we're free from the Shavua. But also, at that time, the Aaron of Yosef shook. Natal Moshe took it, viviu etzla, and he brought it to him. And every time the Jews were in the Midbar, there were two Aarons. Echad shel meis, one of the meis, vechad shel shechina, and one of the shechina, the Aaron. Mahalchin zem zeh, going next to each other. Why is the Aaron of Yosef mentioned first? Because it came first. The Aaron didn't happen right away. It took a year or two later after they're in the Midbar, right? What's the story with these two Aaronos? The mace came first. The Shekhinah one came later. What kind of thing is this? These two arms are going together? Amru, well, Kayim Zeh, Mashakas of Bazeh. Yeah, this one kept, but it says in that one, right? The Elo Asak be Moshe Yisrael have Askubei. What? And if Moshe wouldn't have done it, nobody would have done it. But see, but it says Vezatzmos Yosef Asherhelu Bnei Yisrael Mimetzayim Kivu Bishchem. Moshe, you should know, didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe didn't make it into Eretz Yisrael. So who finished off the job? The Bnei Yisrael. So wouldn't they have taken care of Yosef's bones the whole time? Maybe they would have finished getting all the booty. At some point, they probably would have done it. They didn't ignore it. So the Gemara says, "Vesu ilo itzkube Yisrael bana vloha yom saskube." What about Yosef's children? Vayhi, Vaksiv, it says Vayhi bnei Yosef lenachla, right? So Amru, the bnei Yosef said, "You're right. Of course we would have done it." But he nichu lo kavod mirum chem Yosef bimuatim. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu is better than us. Let Moshe Rabbeinu do it. The bigger cover for Yosef than Moshe, the great Moshe, he's busy with this. Vesu Amru he nichu lo kavodo bigdolim Yosef bimiktanim. Right, the greater ones are better than the lesser ones. Okay?
That's your question.
Yes.
How did you not bury Yosef right away? I mean, there's a minion to bury some as quickly as
possible. So they wanted him to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. I hear it's actually a good question.
Same question as Yaakov.
Because the Chor, it's 40 years.
Right, it's 40 years. And the Medrash says that all 12 Shvatim were also buried in Eretz Yisrael. The Medrash says that not just Yosef's bones, but the other 11 also. As a matter of fact, on Shabbos I took out of his coffee table book of Kvarim and Eretz Yisrael. So I took it out. Right, I took it out to show the kids Marsha Machpelah.
Right.
All these pictures, whatever. And in the book they have Don Ben Yaakov, his caver.
Yeah,
and Asher Ben Yaakov. I don't know if it's everybody.
So they carry it.
They could have. It could be. And Yosef is old. Yosef for sure we know.
I'm not sure that they're from real. But
right. So old buildings.
So they carry the armor.
Yeah, it's a good question. It's not a bad question. Like what kind of? But they couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael yet.
They
didn't want to leave him in Mitzrayim.
They couldn't bury him anywhere else.
No, they want to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. I hear what you're saying. It's like for 40 years they're just schlepping around. I hear it. It's not a bad question, but I guess the ends are better than that. Ma'ishna b'Shchem? Why b'Dafke in Shchem? Why Shchem? Amar b'Chama b'Chanina? Because Misham ganvuhu. That's where they stole Yosef. That's where it happened. That's where the downfall happened. Umisham nachzer avedot. So it's like now we're returning the lost item, Yosef, we're returning it back to Shechem. Kashu kra adadi. The truth is, it's a kasha. Tzivit says, v'yigach Moshe ha'atzmos Yosef imo. The tzivit says, Yosef asher helu b'nei Yisrael. Which one is it? Was it b'nei Yisrael or was it Moshe? So Amar b'chamar b'chanina call osid davar v'lo gamru. You start something but you don't have a chance to finish it. Moshe didn't finish it. Ubo acher v'gamru. And then someone else comes and finishes it. Ma'ala ala v'kasev al gamru. Kilo or so. It's as if the guy who finished it gets the credit.
It's funny, I think they don't even mention the other reason that Yaakov Avinu was the first parcel that he bought there to Sol Hashem.
Right.
And he got the Bukhar, which is
interesting. Rabbi Leza Omer, yeah. Af Maridino so Migdulaso. Not only that, we even take you down from your greatness. The Chassid says, Vayi Be'ezahi, Vayevid Yehuda. Yehuda went down. What do you mean he went down? Because he was busy with He started something, but he didn't finish it. So not only is it not called in your name, but it's worse. Why? Look at Rashi. But Yehud Yehuda, it's way down. It says Shu Hitzchil Batalat Yosef. He started to rescue Yosef. Kishomer Ma Betza. V'lo Gamar. But he didn't finish. Right. So the what about Reuven? Reuven also started, didn't finish. How come he didn't go down? So the Mincha Sotah says a few pshatim here. First of all, Reuven didn't have a chance. He was at Ones. He went back. He wasn't even there.
Went
back to his father. He wasn't even there. So it's like, you can't fault the guy. Yehuda, they took him out of it. So you can fault him. So that's one pshat. The other pshat is that it was expected that whatever Yehuda said, they would have listened to him. Yehuda was the great, he was the melech. So whatever he said, Reuven wasn't like that. Reuven had an uphill battle. Yehuda didn't. So for Yehuda to change his mind, is much more fault. Next, Rishol Bar Nachmani Amar Af Kover Ishta Ubanav. He even lost his own children. The Chassid it says, "Thomas Bashua Eishes Yehuda Uksiv Yamas Erva Onein." Right, a lot of tragedy happened to Yehuda, all because he started something and he didn't carry it out. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, if the man Nikri Yosef Atzmos Bechayov, how come they're called the bones in his lifetime? Right, what is that? It says Yosef tells them The ha'alitim is asmosai mizeh. Take my bones out of here. He's still alive. Take my bones out of here. The funny thing to say, right? Mibnei shalom micha b'kavod aviv. He didn't protest in the kavod of his father. De'ka'amrile avodecha avinu. They said avodecha avinu. V'lo amalu v'lo midi. And he didn't stop them. And we say he heard it 10 times. They said it 5 times, and the interpreter said it 5 times. Right? How come Yosef died before everybody else? He was L'chora from the youngest.
He was Ben Tikkunin.
Right. He was the second youngest. Except in Yemen, right? B'nei Shehenig Atmo Barabanas. Because he was lordy. Right? So the truth is that the Medrash said that Yisachar and Zevulun were only like a year or two older than him.
Yisachar and Zevulun. That script doesn't make any sense anyway.
Correct. Right, Yisachar and Zevulun were only a year or two older than him.
Okay.
So, but he was still the youngest. But he wasn't like much younger than Yisachar and Zevulun. Anyway,
he wasn't much younger than Reuven.
Right, the whole thing was 7 years. The whole thing was 7 years. The whole span from Reuven to Yosef is only 7 years, maybe six even. So he's not so much younger than them. Right, you make it sound like you know they have kids in their 20s and they have a new baby. That's not what it was. That's what you think it is. But Yosef who heard Mitzrayma. Amr Vilazar Altik Vihurad Ella Horid Shahorid at Tignine Paro Migdulasan. Right? He took the advisors of Paro down a notch. Right? They thought they were so smart and he's smarter than them. Like Nuhu Potifar Sris Paro, Amar Rav, Shekanul Atmo, he took him for himself, Potifar. He wanted to have relations with Yosef, right? Ba Gavril Piruo, Gavril came and he, I don't know, he damaged him. May Karaksiv Potifar Ulabasov Potifera. Right, he got damaged. Mi lanu gadol mi Moshe. Now we said, who's greater than Moshe? Amar v'yom Hashem Eli Rav Lach. Moshe says, Hashem said to me, it's enough, Moshe, it's enough. Amar Rav Levi b'Rav b'Sher u'b'Rav b'Sruhu. In Rav, in the word Rav, he's uplifted, and in the word Rav, he's reprimanded. Rashi says, b'Rav b'Yasher. Es b'nei b'alchlokoso Rav Lachem b'nei Levi. When Moshe tells him by the Korach, Rav lochem b'nei Levi, it's okay. Hakadosh Baruch Hu medaktik imatzidik mechud asayra v'nenash ba'osamida. So Moshe's faulted for using a lashon like that. So he's also told Rav Moshe, you also have enough, right? I also gave you enough of life, right? B'Rav Bisher, it says Rav lochem, u'Rav Bisruhu Rav loch, right? Rav lochem b'nei Levi, you have enough. Hashem tells you, you have also have enough, Moshe. You have enough davening. Davracher Rav Lach Yesh Rav Yesh Lach. There's another Rav. Umanu, who's that? Yoshua. Davracher Rav Lach Shlo Yomru Harav Kama Kasha V'Talmid Kama Sarban. Right? They shouldn't say Moshe, you're so impatient, and the Talmud's so patient. Kol Kach Lama. What does that mean? Tana Rabbi Shmuel. Why is Moshe be treated so harshly? Kol Kach Lama. So harshly. Tana Rabbi Shmuel Lefum Gamla Shichana. The way the camel is, that's how much you can dump on top of it, right? The greater you are, right? Like it's like a diamond. The more pure the diamond, the more imperfection bothers you. The greater the diamond, the smaller the imperfection is a problem. If it's a crappy, junky diamond, so it's imperfection, big deal. But the more precious the diamond, the more pure, the smaller the imperfection, noticeable. Same thing with the tzaddik, right? Yomar Lev, the May Esther Shana Anochi Hayom, I'm 120 today. Shane Tamalam Hayom, what do you mean Hayom? Hayom, Malu, Yemei Shinosai, today's my birthday. Alandacha, Shakarish Brachu, Maslim Shinoseim, Shal Tadikim, Yom, Yom, Mechodus, Lechodesh. Hashem finishes up the days of a Tadik, Yom, Yom, Mechodus, Lechodesh. Dixiv, like it says, Esmisbra, Yomecha, Amale. Anyone else in the Torah born and died the same day? Besides Moshe? The Gemara says every Tadik like this? Anyone else? Not that we know of, right? Lo Uchal Ola Tetz V'Lavo. I can't go out anymore. I can't go back and forth anymore, says Moshe. What does that mean? My latates for lavo. What does that mean? Ile malates for lavo mamish. Means he couldn't walk anymore. Like as an old man, he couldn't. He got to be in a wheelchair. No. But if it says, "Vayal Moshe me'arvos mavel har nevo," the Tanya shteimetz v'mayalos hal yisham was 12 steps. Upasan Moshe p'tiachas. Moshe jumped all 12 steps. That wasn't it. Amar b'shul bar nachmini. Amar b'yonasan latates for lavo b'divrei Torah. Right. He couldn't learn anymore. Malame shenestatemu mimenu sharei chachma. The sharei chachma have been sealed up. Ve'elech Moshe v'Yoshua v'yisyatzu b'olam moed. Tana, Osa Shabbos shall diu zuge haisa. That Shabbos was two, a pair, a double pair. Diyo means double and zuge is a pair. It's not sure what that means. Haisa. Ne'lo reshus mizeh, v'nas no lezeh. Moshe ended, Moshe's reign ended, and Yeshua's reign begun. So it doesn't mean double pair. I don't know what that means. Okay. Amr v'huda, amalim mikra akasav, if shall amro. If this pasuk wouldn't have been written, we couldn't say it. Why? Not such a controversial pasuk here. Heichan Moshe meis. Where did Moshe die? Bechelko shel Reuven. In Reuven's portion. How do you know that? Tichsev, because it says Vayal Moshe ba'arvos Moav el har Nevo. Nevo is bechelko shel Reuven kaima. Nevo is in Reuven's chelek. How do you know that? Tichsev, it says b'nei Reuven b'no, but that's Nevo, right? Skip the parentheses because it's not true. Vheichan Moshe kavur. Where was Moshe buried? Bechelko shel God. In God's portion. How do you know that? Tichsev vayar reishis lo. Right, v'yar reishis lo. What does the pasuk say? Right, kisham chelkak mechokek sofun. Right.
I'm surprised. Why do you have your argument about this?
Why? What do you mean?
Because they know where the mountain is.
One second.
They know the range.
No, we said if the Torah wouldn't have written this pasuk, we could never say such a pasuk.
Well, God was in Eretz Yisrael.
What?
In Eretz Yisrael. God was.
No, God was. God and Reuven were both in Eivor Yarden. Over Eivor Yarden. So umichelko shel Reuven and chelko shel God. Kamahave, what's the distance from Chelko Shal Reuven to Chelko Shal God? Arba Milim, 4 mil. Asan Arba Milim, Mihalichu. Who took Moshe, those 4 mil? Who took Moshe from the spot we died to the spot he was buried? Who moved him? The answer is, Malamichaya Moshe Mutal Bekanfe Ashkina, Hashem. Umalacha Esharis Omrim, Tidkas Hashem Asa, Umishpatavim Yisrael. Right? Because Baruch Hu Omer, Mia Kum Li Imireim Li Mirisatsi Li Impule Oven. I don't know, what's such a pasuk that the pasuk wouldn't have said that, I couldn't say it. Hashem picked up Moshe and moved him to the burial. Why is that so controversial? I don't know. Ushmul Amar, Mika Hachachom, Umiyodea Pesha Dover. Right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Hachachma Me'ayin Timta. Where's Chachma going to be found? Rabbi Nachman Amar, Yomas Shalom Moshe. Right? Moshe's there. Samlon, Similion Omar. Who's Similion? Rashi says, Shem Chacham, right? Shem Chacham, it's a person. Tosva says, Pirush Rabbeinu, Chananel is to Omri Malach. Some say it's a Malach. But is to Omri, Shem Chacham. And some say it's a Chacham. Salman Omar, Vayomas Shem Moshe, Safarabad Yisrael, right? The Moshe, the great teacher, has passed away. Tandra Belezer, Gadol Omer, Shnei Masar Mil, Al Shnei Masar Mil, Keneged Machne Yisrael, in the 12 mil by 12 mil of the camp of Bnei Yisrael, Baskol Mashmiya, a Baskol came out, Vomer and said, "V'yomas Moshe saf Rabbi Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu died. V'yesh Omrim lo meis Moshe, he didn't die. K'siv hacha v'yomas sham, u'k'siv hatzlam v'yihi sham eve Hashem. Ma'alahal an Omer u'mishamesh, afkan omeid u'mishamesh. Does that mean he never died? I don't know what that means exactly. What does that mean? The Gemara? What does that mean? He didn't die? I'm not sure what that means. What?
A lot of references to the force in this week's this day's Gemara.
V'yikvar oso bagai. The Eretz Moav, Mul Beis Pa'ar, Amr Berechia. Berechia says it's a simon b'tzoch simon. It's a location within a location. Right? It's two simonim here. It's Bagai, the Eretz Moav, Mul Beis Pa'ar. I'll give you some kind of simonim I get. And still, Afilu Hachi, Lo Yad Ishas Kvuroso. Nobody knows where that is. Right? Okay, we'll stop here. Should we stop? Should we do a little more? I'll do a little more. Ukvarshal Chamachas Harasha and Eitel Gistura Shabes Pa'ar, they already once sent, the Romans once sent a troop to Beis Pa'ar. Harenu Hechad Moshe Kavur. Show us where Moshe's buried. Where is that? Ukishamdu Lamaila Nidmulahem Lamata. When they went up to the mountain, it looked like it was below. Lamata Nidmulahem Lamaila. Right? Nechlul Shne Kitos. They divided the troop in half. Osam Shaomdu Lamaila Nidmulahem Lamata. Lamata, Nidmalahan Lamaila. The lower ones thought it was on top, the top ones thought it was on bottom. Again, I'm not sure what this means.
It's all confused.
Lakaya Mashinemar, Faloyoda Ishes Kvuraso. Nobody knows where it is. I don't even think it's one thing people haven't tried to find. They've tried to find everything else, right?
I think they know what ours is.
They do?
Yep.
Where?
In Jordan. Same where we're Moses.
What? No, we'll do it tomorrow. This Amud here, Amud Aleph, till the end of the parak, is a very, very, very famous. There's very famous Gemaras here. Very, very deep Gemaras coming up. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.